Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
One good line from Jim Nance the other day.
Yeah, he was due. It was a tough go for Nance. I don't know if he was already thinking ahead to the offseason or the Final Four or whatever, but wasn't a great ending for Nance.
It was a Jason Tatum hit rate in the NBA Finals last year. Field goal percentage.
Yeah.
The equivalent.
But got the Chief. A Chief Pete.
Got the job done, nonetheless. A couple air balls there by Jim Nance. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, hour number two. 617-779-7937. Each and every day this week, we've been comparing and contrasting different aspects of the Patriots and Chiefs dynasty. We'll do the full dynasties tomorrow at this time. On Tuesday, we talked about Belichick versus Reed. Who are you going with, Belichick or Reed?
I'm going Bill Belichick right now. I think this is the closest, not to spoil everything, but I think this is the closest out of all the matchups right now, just because of the sizing up Bill Belichick without Tom Brady and Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes. So go ahead and take away his best guy, and then you take away Belichick's best guy, and Reid has him beat pretty soundly. Now, Belichick had his best guy for a significantly longer period of time, so I'm not going to overlook that or even say they're the same. Like, they're not. Like, they've won way more Super Bowls, they won way more games, way more playoff games, and all that other stuff. So it's still Bill, but because both guys have done it elsewhere and with different quarterbacks to varying degrees of success, I think the more Andy Reid wins, he's really closing that gap much more so than the two players that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so I am a Bill ... for now.
Yeah.
Come talk to me after the Super Bowl. If Reid wins another one, it might shift to Andy Reid, but he needs to win again. If he never wins again.
4-6.
Yeah, and it'd be 3 in a row. And Reid has everything. Yep. 13 playoff appearances before he ever got Mahomes between Kansas City and Philly. He did it with other quarterbacks.
Yep.
That, to me, might be close enough to shift the debate. But right now, today, it's Bill.
Yep.
Gronk and Kelce, we did that yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I'm still Rob Gronkowski. I think part of it is he is more a prototypical tight end. I'm willing to have the discussion. I understand there's a million pass-catching tight ends, and you got to figure out how to compare them. The Antonio Gateses and the Jimmy Grahams, you got to figure that out. Travis Kelce, to me, the best of that group. I think he's the second best tight end, but I will take Rob Gronkowski being a more of a touchdown threat, a better blocker, and at his peak, a better player. I'm not ignoring the fact that Kelce has incredible counting stats and is keeps adding to his playoff records. I don't think that's anything to sleep on, But I'll take Gronk. And also for now, like, let's see. I thought Kelce might retire after last year. He not only did he come back, but last year around this time, after they won the Super Bowl, remember he's like, I'm definitely coming back. Like, I'm never going to retire, basically, is what he said. I think he's going to play. He might be one of those guys that it's like hard to watch. Like, he might just keep playing until he can't. But right now, I'm still going Gronk.
So after they won a year ago, I shifted to Kelce. I had been Gronk for a long time. I would argue about this on previous shows with Arcan about Tony Gonzalez versus Gronk, who's the greatest tight end of all time. I called it for Kelce a year ago. He's back again with a monster game against Houston in the postseason. Not so much last week in the AFC title game against the Bills. To me, it's Kelce. The two red flags against Gronk, the team won without him in 2016. And on top of that, Kelce was already an established player before he even ran into Patrick Mahomes. Gronk only did it with Brady. That's not his fault. But how would Gronk look with another quarterback? We'll never know. We know that Travis Kelce was a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro before he had Mahomes. So that one, to me, is in favor of the Chiefs. Let's get into Brady and Mahomes.
Well, this is the one that, you know, the national media is on the most, clearly. This is the one that certain guys have already been trying to, I think they're trying to, like, skip the line. Because I think someday this might be a great debate. I don't think that day is today. Like, I'm happy to talk about it now, but I just think there's still such a wide gap. And even if it was just Tom Brady's Patriots run, I think he still got him pretty significantly. So, but then as soon as you add in winning
with
it with Bruce Arians and Tampa Bay, it's like, this isn't Bill's six. He has seven, and he won it with the Bucs.
If it was just Patriots Tom Brady, it would still be Brady.
Right.
Seven!
But when you add in the
three years with the Bucs and a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP,
a whole nother franchise, whole nother coach, whole bunch of different players, and he did it again, and he beat Patrick Mahomes.
So like what's that, funny is,
before you even get to that, I agree. If it was just Patriots career, it's Brady. But factor in Tampa, that's something he's going to have in his back pocket until Mahomes goes to another franchise or wins with another coach. That's something he's always going to have over Mahomes, along with this one. Stop me if you've heard this before. I feel like maybe one or two callers has brought this up over the years.
Yeah.
Brady's 2-0 head-to-head with Mahomes.
Toss it on the pile. It's funny. Somebody dug up an old Stephen A. Smith clip because I think Stephen A. Smith, didn't he recently say if he wins, if it's a three-peat, he's the GOAT?
Yep. Yeah, he said it like this week.
This week, right? Yeah. So 3 years ago, 4 years ago, somebody on Twitter found a clip that even Stephen A. Smith himself tweeted out where he said, I think it might have been going into Chiefs Bucks Super Bowl, actually. And he goes, if Mahomes can't beat Brady head to head, he will never be the GOAT.
Well, look.
And then he's like, okay.
It's not easy on these hot take streets.
No, you show up. You can't keep track of everything.
You got to be locked in on that day. Yeah. You got to come up with the take of the day.
Right.
And sometimes the take gets thrown back in your face.
But
who among us isn't guilty of that one?
No, that's true.
That's a more high-profile one. But, who among us isn't guilty of that?
So Mahomes has been in the NFL 8 total years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Obviously, he didn't play as a rookie. Well, one start. So similar to Tom Brady, he played one snap or whatever it was his rookie year. But he played 23 years. So, I mean, we're talking about more than twice the career. And so even if Mahomes wins on a week from Sunday, he will still have fewer Super Bowl wins. He will have fewer Super Bowl MVPs, and he'll have fewer regular season MVPs. So even with a win, you're like, that's great. You're getting closer. To me, you are leaving Montana, Manning, whoever, Elway. You're leaving those guys in the dust. That's what Mahomes is doing. But there's such a big gap between Brady and Montana or whoever your second or third best guy is. There's such a big gap that I think Mahomes is ending any of those conversations. But what's weird to me is those conversations never happened. People were like, we don't want to do Mahomes Manning. We don't want to do Mahomes Montana.
We skipped right past
which
it.
Are the better debates and are more likely, or especially if you're like this 8-year run, like take that.
I think I know your answer to this.
Yeah.
So we're both Brady over Mahomes. I'm getting called a Patriots hater on the text line. Not incorrect.
You picked Belichick and Brady, though.
Thank you. I just picked Brady over Mahomes. Well, I don't get why I'm getting yelled at specifically for right now, but whatever. Neither here nor there.
They might be listening on delay.
Good point. Maybe they're
2 weeks ago.
Maybe they're reacting to me taking Kelce over Gronk.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, so we're both taking Brady over Mahomes, Patriots fans, and you could jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Mahomes or Manning, right now today, regardless of what happens
Mahomes.
The Super Bowl, Mahomes over Manning.
Mahomes is my second best. So Mahomes
and Mahomes over Montana. Like, no matter what happens in the Super Bowl, Mahomes over Montana, because that's how I feel.
No, honestly, like maybe this is too easy of an answer. I think the Patriots coach, quarterback, tight end are the best all time. And I think currently the Chiefs coach, quarterback, tight end are the second best.
Right. Well, they're all top two. I agree with
that's
you.
That's what
on
I think.
That.
Like, all time.
I personally would put Kelce over Gronk.
But okay. But still, like, and maybe that's just too recency bias or something. I don't know. But
I don't think so.
Yeah. Right? Like, what?
The Chiefs might win three in a row. I don't think it's recency bias at all. They're one of the few teams who have even won back to back.
People fight on another coach over Reed or Belichick, even? I don't think so. I mean, maybe they would.
Walsh?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't argue that, but
when Seifert won right after
him. Would people argue that? Yeah, that's a strike against Walsh. Yeah, Seifert won twice without him.
Yep.
So, you know, would people bring up Parcells?
Like Lombardi? No, but I'm talking like older school guys, probably.
See.
Like Don Shula? Like, I don't think anybody's got him.
I used to finger wag Joe Gibbs.
Then he came back.
That was terrible.
Don't do that.
And I know this time slot, formerly not a big fan of Joe Gibbs.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. I respect what Joe Gibbs, three Super Bowls over a decade plus with three different quarterbacks. That's very impressive. But to answer your question, it's Belichick and Reed are the top two all time at their position. Mahomes and Brady, top two. And Gronk and Kelce, top two. Just to line up the resumes. Mm-hmm. In case you're unfamiliar, Brady, seven Super Bowls.
Seven Super Bowl wins as the starting quarterback?
And ten,
seven!
Ten, thank you, Nick.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
10 Super Bowl appearances.
10. So this is Super Bowl 59 coming up.
Yeah.
And he was in 10 of them.
Yeah, and he was
like,
only...
How stupid is that?
He only could have played in 57 of them, right? Like, he's been retired.
Oh, he's been retired for 2 years.
Yeah.
No, he came in the first one. He was in there. He'd already played 30 something Super Bowls by the time he got into the league.
But yeah,
he could have played in 23.
Sorry, my point is it was 10 out of 57.
Yeah, he was 75 players.
Yeah. 10 out of 57.
But like still this year and next year, he has still played in a sixth of the Super Bowls.
Yeah, correct.
It's nuts.
5-time Super Bowl MVP,
mm-hmm.
3-time NFL MVP, 3-time first team All Pro. That's low. 15 Pro Bowls. For Mahomes, 3 Super Bowls and counting. He's already making his 5th Super Bowl appearance. 3-time Super Bowl MVP. He's only 2 back of Brady.
Right.
That could be...
So he could get 4 this... I think 4 on Sunday. I might even bet on it.
That could be one. He's a 2-time NFL MVP. He's only a 2-time first team All-Pro. I'm surprised both Brady and Mahomes are
low. It's the way it goes.
There's only one.
It's always a quarterback, and that's where you get, Cam Newton's the MVP. Matt Ryan's the MVP. Lamar Jackson's the MVP. So if those guys are the MVP that year because they happen to have a better one-off season, or I guess in Lamar's case, 2 or 3 off, then those guys are also first-team All-Pro. So that one's, like, dicey. Remember, like, years ago when they, for some reason, people are like, do you know that, like, Russell Wilson's never gotten an MVP vote? And you're like, okay. Like, there's always another quarterback better.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's not good.
Right. No, I mean, Wilson, we were talking about this off the air, might be a Hall of Famer, but is it that crazy he never got an MVP? No. He was never the best quarterback in the league. He was a really good quarterback. He won at a high level.
Yep.
6 Pro Bowls for Mahomes.
Didn't make it this year. Drake May did. In your face.
Mahomes didn't make it or isn't going?
Didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it. And then,
this is what I was talking about.
This is so dumb. This is insane. So rather than even
asking. Wait, I thought he was one of the guys who passed.
No, he
wasn't even originally voted in.
I think so. What happened was the three guys that got in were Jackson, Allen, and.
But there's no. Burrow. I mean, I know he can't play in the game because he's in the Super Bowl, but there's no formality of like they have to ask so he gets the recognition of making a Pro Bowl.
They should have.
So they didn't even do that. I didn't realize that.
No,
I assume one of the six was this year.
Well, because they know nobody playing in the Super Bowl is going to participate, even though all they do is play checkers now. None of them are going to go to the Pro Bowl. But yeah, they didn't even ask him. So it's so dumb. Because this is an argument that this is people like really deep in the weeds made. So Julian Edelman never made the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
I think there was 1 year, though, that like maybe they would have asked him. But he was in the Super Bowl, so he would have been a replacement, but he wasn't. It's actually like somewhat up for debate. But if you go to his Pro Football Reference, he's a 0-time Pro Bowler. But there was a year where
that
I guess
counted like, against Edelman 1 year. I was unaware of that too.
Okay,
interesting. So that, but like that, they should go through the formal process just for the record books. They should do
that. It's so stupid.
So anyway, that makes me feel even worse about Drake May going to the Pro Bowl. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're just looking for guys who will go.
So
it's not how good your season was.
Only 6 Pro Bowls for Mahomes, but still, he's well on pace to make double-digit Pro Bowls.
I was gonna say
career.
6 in 7 years as a starter.
Yeah, and by the way, again, 7 for 7 in making at least the conference championship game, which Brady couldn't even do that the first 2 years as a starting quarterback. Brady in his career, 251-82. That's a 754 win percentage. Mahomes at 795, 89-23. It's even better in the postseason. Brady 35-13, 729. Mahomes is 17-3, 850 winning percentage of the postseason.
Yeah, and so a couple things on that one. It's funny when they say, hey, second most all time. They show the graphic. Like Mahomes has 17 playoff wins. Half as many as Tom Brady. Well, less than half, right? 35. But what's amazing, and I don't know if you want to check, if you were a pro Mahomes person, which I'm not in this case, but if you were, I think this is what you could say, is Patrick Mahomes has only lost to Tom Brady and Joe Burrow in the playoffs, whereas Tom Brady in the playoffs lost to Joe Flacco, Nick Foles, Mark Sanchez.
Eli twice.
Now, again, you do have the head-to-head, though, so that's also very pro-Brady because you're like, well, Mahomes lost to Brady. But right now, Mahomes, if he has the quarterback edge so far in his career, he's won every single one of those games. Burrow, he probably had the edge in, but like at least that's a real peer to you.
Yeah,
right?
That's
like Brady losing to Peyton Manning or losing to trying to think somebody else good that he may have lost
to. An excellent modern-day quarterback who might go down as an all-time great quarterback,
like
a Peyton Manning.
Yeah, yeah. But Brady has some head-scratching ones. But he also had way more cracks at it. Like, let's see what, you know, Patrick Mahomes does. And if he even plays that long, that's another question. So Brady played until he was 45?
Mm-hmm.
Still stupid to even say.
Mahomes isn't even 30 yet.
No. How long do you think he plays? Just guessing. 35?
Yeah, 35, 36.
Yeah, I bet it's not 40,
okay,
let alone 45.
But people say that. It's like Mahomes doesn't have to play to 45 to catch Brady. At the rate they're winning, he only needs to play like another 3 or 4 years, and he's going to keep tagging on and catch Brady.
No, that part is true. But then when you get into stuff like Tom Brady has the all-time touchdown record, the yards record,
yeah, exactly.
Some of that stuff he might not catch.
Well, you're not going to catch him, but he's trending ahead of all of it. So,
Straight up winning, the pace is ahead.
I compared their stats. Right. Well, overall, we know he's ahead of Brady's pace on track to be ahead of Brady, regardless of the Super Bowl. He's on track to be ahead of Brady for the Super Bowls. He'd have to keep it up and do it for a long time, but he's pacing ahead of Brady. All of his stats pace ahead as well. And that would include he's thrown fewer interceptions through age 29. He's thrown more inching in on double the touchdowns. Never mind yards and completion percentage. Different league, which I get. Brady was probably trending way ahead of Montana's stats,
and more
for
games.
God's sakes. Yeah, and more.
He does get an extra game every year.
More games. Mm-hmm. But just know, if Mahomes does play for a long time, he is going to close in on all those records. He's trending to do that.
But, like, Mahomes this year, and I know he sat a game, too, and he threw 26 touchdowns. Like, their offense wasn't crazy this year. Doesn't mean they can't bounce back next year and be better. What will be a bigger loss for Patrick Mahomes? I assume he plays longer than both these other guys. No Kelce or no Reed?
No Reed.
Yeah, I think that'll be more significant.
They're already kind of dealing with no Kelce.
Yeah, right. Certain games, it feels like they don't have him. But then other times, he's pretty clutch.
You have to wonder how much of that is, by design.
Yeah.
Like game plan, where they kind of just give him a week off, don't ask him to do a lot to save him for the postseason. But, I don't know, they just won the AFC title game basically without Kelce.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would say Reed
the adjustment to whoever the new coach will be.
Yeah, and maybe that's inconsistent by me. Like we were talking yesterday, Ted doesn't give a lot of credit to any of these head coaches, not just Bill.
Although I think he gave more.
He did circle back and give Bill more credit yesterday.
Kind of wish he didn't do that.
And he got Robert Kraft on his list, which I also wish he did.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Robert Kraft, he took 10% away from Brady, knocked him down from 60 to 50, gave 5 more percent to Bill, 15%. I think a lot of people still think that's a slap in the face. And 5% to
when
Robert
we were
Kraft.
Doing that debate yesterday, I had a buddy text me. He says, I would give Brady 60%.
Yep.
Belichick 40%.
Okay.
Other players 10%.
Wait a minute.
Kraft minus 10%.
There it is.
There.
Okay, that makes sense. There, that's how the math works out. I was going to say, I was like, that's not 100%.
That seems fair. That seems fair to everybody.
Kraft minus 10%?
That's what he had. That's what my friend had.
You know what?
He's trying to crunch the numbers.
I like it.
You like that one better? Yeah.
That's perfect. Yep. No offense to Ted Johnson, who could beat me into a pulp.
Sure.
That's a better percentage, I would imagine, for the Patriots and their dynasty. So you can compare and contrast Brady and Mahomes, who was better. We both agree Brady. And Mahomes, come talk to us in a couple of years. If he keeps winning and keeps doing it, he easily could pass Brady. I'm not ruling it out. He's the second greatest quarterback of all time. But right now, it's Brady. And anybody who is saying Mahomes winning and three-peating, I agree. You're just getting ahead of yourself. It's the hot. I hate the hot take of the day, Keith.
Oh,
that's not
same,
my style.
Same.
I can't stand the hot take of the day.
That's your pet peeve.
Yeah, trolling for clicks and things like this.
Doing
I can't
it for the likes
stand
and clicks.
It. Exactly.
No, it just seems like we're getting ahead of ourselves. And I know everything is what's the best, right? Like we even do it with the movies and TV shows. Like, is this the best show ever? It's like, well, maybe it's the best in the last like 10 years. Like we don't need to compare it to Seinfeld. Like we don't need to compare it to every single show ever made. But that's what you're going to do. And then this week, and it's going to line up with that. Plus, Tom Brady calling the game. Like, that's kind of a cool little wrinkle to it as well. Watching a quarterback.
He should just root against. He should just openly root against.
Openly root against.
That's just what he should do. That'd be the best
this
move.
This guy's overrated. People comparing him to me is insane. Just like, laying into it.
Every time he throws an incompletion, he just cheers.
He's like, I can't wait for my Raiders to beat him next year.
Like Brady, easy. Brady really should do that.
He should.
That'd be the right move. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Reminder, WEEI's coverage of football's postseason. Brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. A few other items we'll be getting to. At High Noon, Keefe, on Thursdays.
Oh, that's right.
We like to put things on the clock. Today we'll be telling you why this is the worst possible Super Bowl matchup imaginable.
Yeah.
So we each have 60 seconds. We'll give you all out there 30 seconds if you want to give us your own reasons why it's a unwatchable nightmare of a Super Bowl for anybody not in Kansas City or Philadelphia.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
It really has been. We'll be doing that.
This did not shape up the way I wanted it to.
At High Noon. It is a Bruins Thursday.
Hell yeah.
That means you can catch the Razor on WEEI Afternoons.
I'm sorry, what?
He's going to be, yeah, he's going to be
what happened there? I wasn't told about this.
On WEEI Afternoons today at 4:30 is what he'll be doing on Bruins Thursday.
Confirm Scoops Keefe's report without confirming it. Bail on this show.
You think that's a confirmation?
I would say so. I mean, I was already pretty confirmed myself.
Hmm.
But like tucking tail and running scared from this interview, I would say might also qualify.
So the Razor will be adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
The Razor will be on at 4:30.
I'll have to change my alarm on my phone.
On WEEI Afternoons, Bruins Thursday. We're in the market for a Bruins Thursday guest, Keith.
More insulting to leave our show
because
apparently you don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, or
think that it'll be free and easy to go on with Hart and Fitzy and Johnson.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, is it insulting to them?
Yeah, it's most insulting
to them,
I'll
go on with the pom-pom guys in the afternoon. All right.
Yeah,
I wouldn't qualify them as that. I'm just saying, is that what his thought process is?
When you think about it, that is probably most insulting to them.
Well, if you want that hard-hitting analysis, that cutting-edge Bruins criticism, you know where to tune in.
It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Yeah, yeah. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Don't miss out on any of Bruins Thursday, including Razor, no longer on this program, but WEEI Afternoons.
Part of the family, though.
At 4:30, yes.
Good.
Is he here for Picture Day?
I hope so. We get one, you and him in the middle, you and me on the side. That'd be pretty good.
We'll get back into your feedback. Brady and Mahomes, who was greater? Some other aspects of Super Bowl 59 as well, right after trending with Billy Lanning.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. The Celtics are back in the win column after last night's 122-100 victory over the Bulls at the TD Garden. Kristaps Porzingis finished the night with a double-double, leading all scorers with 34 points, along with 11 rebounds. Up next, the Seas will begin a three-game road trip in New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. And tonight, the Bruins begin a three-game homestand when the Bees host the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets are currently on a four-game winning streak. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at OrthoLaserNE.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Get back into Brady and Mahomes. The debate that the whole country is having. I am with Keefe on this. We just skipped over Mahomes, Montana, Mahomes, yeah. Manning. And
it's a much better debate.
I guess I'm guilty of it, but I would take Mahomes over all those guys, but to me that is a much closer debate right now than Brady and Mahomes. Brady and Mahomes is fun, but it's a lot of projecting. Unless you're Stephen A. Smith or Pete Prisco or Orlovsky or some of these people who are like, if he three-peats, he goes to the top of the list, which I don't agree with, and I think is, as you said, getting way ahead of ourselves. But it's a fun debate, but it's really about projecting what Mahomes is going to do over the next even 5 years, never mind 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, and like Mahomes will never be able to beat Brady in the playoffs head-to-head. That ship has sailed. So that'll always be something that he can't do, but Brady will never win 3 in a row. Like, it'll just never happen. So Mahomes has a chance to do that. So now you're kind of taking things and putting them on each side before you match them up when the resume is over. But the fact that Brady played so many years, I just think it's crazy for people to already make that leap, because we would argue for years around here, Brady Montana, but it was close, you know, before maybe he was ready, and then certainly after the fact, where you're like, this is pretty much dead and buried now.
Even when it was 4-4,
yeah,
people would still say, you brought this up, people would still say, well, Montana never lost one.
You're like, oh my God. Yeah, they'd like dig out stuff like that. You're like, yeah, but he lost in like the divisional round like a ton of times.
3 straight years he lost wild card weekend or divisional round or whatever it was.
Well, because there's also the debate too, and this happens in basketball as well. But can a player be better than another great player if he has fewer titles? For some people, the answer is no. Really, Jordan has 6. Or even Russell, if you want to be old school. Like, oh, let me know when they get to 11.
Right.
You're like, well, that's probably not going to happen. But in this, like, some might say, like, Belichick and Brady's number, like, they can't be passed until somebody meets or passes that number.
Do you agree with that?
I don't. Only because there's so many other potential variables. So, like, Tom Brady going and winning somewhere else is pretty significant. Like, if Mahomes only wins just with Andy Reid and only with the Chiefs, say they win 3 of the next 5 or whatever, okay, like, I would say maybe Brady, like, that part's, that element of it's a little bit more impressive. But if he gets to, let's call it 5 Super Bowls, or even 6, so it's still one less.
But he three-peated.
Three-peats in, like, an undefeated season or something, and, like, more regular season MVPs. Like, I don't know. I'd have a hard time at that point saying that he isn't.
Does Mahomes, if he was going to win one or two less, like you said, 5 or 6, does he need to, do one of those need to be without Reed?
I think that would help him a little bit. Or if he's,
all the other quarterbacks we brought up, Montana didn't go somewhere else and win, but he went to the Chiefs and got to an AFC title game.
Yeah.
Which does cement, in some ways, his greatness. Brady went to the Bucs and won in year one without Belichick. Even Manning. You know, say what you want about Peyton Manning, who I would have 4th on the list.
Yeah.
I would have Manning 4. He went to the Broncos and won again. He got to 2 Super Bowls in Denver. Fine. Yeah. But he got to 2 Super Bowls in Denver. He was in 2 Super Bowls in Indy.
Yep.
He did it different places with different players. Mahomes has done it without Tyreek Hill. He's proven that.
So that's good. Yep.
But, yeah, I would say if he's going to win less than Brady, 5 or 6, call it, compared to Brady's 7, and you really want to consider Mahomes greater than, well, the three-peat is one. An undefeated season, if it ever happened, would be another. To really keep pace with Brady, he's got to do it for another franchise, or at least without Reed. He at least has to do it without Reed.
There's also the Super Bowl MVP aspect of it, too. So I'm like, at the biggest game, Brady won 5 Super Bowl MVPs in 7 years. So if we're going hypothetical here, and if he goes like 6 for 6, mm-hmm. like does that outweigh it a little bit? Not outweigh it, but like that certainly would be a point for Mahomes as you're trying to crunch the numbers.
I would just say he doesn't have to get to 7. A lot of Patriots fans say he's got to get to 7 to be considered greater than Brady. I don't agree with that, especially if he wins 6 in 12 years or something like that, and he walks off into the sunset like he's Barry Sanders or somebody. I would feel very different about that. Brady has one extra, but he played 9 extra seasons or whatever it would be. So I don't think he has to catch him. And to me, the LeBron-Jordan debate becomes relevant here. You hate LeBron.
I do.
Is LeBron even the second best basketball player of all time in your mind compared to Jordan?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, so to me, and I think most people, it's Jordan and LeBron.
Okay.
I think if LeBron...
Open a book.
If LeBron...
Take a look at some of these old guys.
I tried to read the Bill Simmons book. Yeah.
Will Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Good player.
If LeBron won a fifth, I think I would move him past Jordan.
You mean a fourth?
No, fifth.
You count the bubble one?
Of course I do.
Wow. Please. They played in Disney World with no fans and no road games.
Would you have counted it for the Celtics?
No.
You wouldn't have?
I'm consistent as hell on this.
Please.
No, I wouldn't have.
Celtics fans would have, so I don't want to hear about it.
A double banner.
Yeah, exactly. So I count that. It counts. Mm. If he wins a fifth, which I don't think he's going to.
He's not trending that way.
But if he did, I would be willing to move LeBron past Jordan. He's got to win again. And that's kind of how I feel about Mahomes. Mahomes has to at least get closer than he is. Four is not going to do it, even with a three-peat. Mm-hmm. It's not. Who do you think was better at their peak? This came up yesterday when we were talking about Gronk and Kelsey. And I concede the point. Gronk at his absolute apex, greater than Kelsey. But it was short-lived. And at some point, because Kelsey's been a winner and a compiler, if you will, even though he wasn't quite as good at his peak as Gronk, I would still argue Kelsey there. Who's been better at their peak, Mahomes or Brady?
So, unfortunately, it was a year in which they lost the Super Bowl, but I would say 07 regular season Brady is better than any regular season Mahomes. But he didn't cap it off, so if you want to argue that one and be like, hey, that's one of the...
Right,
that
Mahomes, wasn't here. Mahomes, when he threw for 50, they won, correct?
They...
50 whatever it was?
Yeah, in 2018?
Yeah. No, they didn't win.
No, they didn't win.
No, I take that back. That's the year that Brady beat him in the AFC title game.
Yeah, right.
So
he threw 50 touchdowns.
So both of their
high.
Best statistical years, they didn't win.
Right.
Okay, so then you default to Brady having a better statistical year.
I would say that, because he threw 50 touchdowns. He only threw 8 interceptions. And just, I didn't watch every single snap of Patrick Mahomes that year, but I did watch it with Brady, and it just felt like it was another level. It felt like it was unfair the way he played the position that year.
So I would agree. Yeah. I mean, that season, better.
Was insane.
But does Mahomes have like a higher peak if you wanted to go like 2 or 3 years? If you take it beyond just a season, I might argue that.
Maybe.
I think I'm willing to do this too. And it sounds crazy. You got to win one game, or you need like a drive in 2 minute to win a game. I might go Mahomes there. And Brady was incredible in that spot.
I'm still going Brady.
But the Mahomes ability to run and pick up first downs on top of just some of the plays he pulls out of his backside. Again, Brady was spectacular there. Putting Brady second on this list is not a slap in Brady's face. I'd still have him two.
No,
I'm not calling
it.
Him a bum in 2 minutes.
You hear what Jones said about Brady?
I already know what's going to happen.
That's happening.
But I think I'd rather have Mahomes with 2 minutes left and I need to go get a drive to win a game. I think I would rather Mahomes there. That doesn't make him greater than Brady.
No.
But in that spot, I think I'd choose him by a hair over Brady.
So I would still go with Brady in this case, and this is an area, though, I think that Mahomes could close the gap and maybe surpass him. I was looking this up the other day, and maybe it's slightly off, but playoff fourth quarter comebacks, I think Brady had the most at 9, I believe it was. And those are all different, right? You can be down
a point. You
could be down a point to start the fourth quarter with the ball versus
you could be down 28-3.
Or it's like a 2 minute drill. Yeah. So it's all over the map. But I think he had 9 of them, and Mahomes already has 6. And so we were just talking about how Brady has twice as many playoff wins as Mahomes does. So if Mahomes keeps playing, maybe he has more, and maybe he has more fourth quarter comebacks when it's all said and done. And then you're like, all right, then that's going to be kind of hard to argue with.
Yeah, I just think his ability to move, and Brady was very good manipulating the pocket and moving around in the pocket.
Yeah.
His ability to move, just to me, is a weapon that Brady didn't have. And Brady was great without it.
Right.
But that's a weapon he didn't have. So
he had that run, was it 2 Super Bowls ago? Mahomes, or was it last year? He had like that crazy scoot that he had.
I think it was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. They all blend together.
And
now.
he just did it this past weekend.
Yeah, he
head
did.
To head against Josh. He was the better running quarterback against Josh Allen.
Yeah.
617.
He'll slide late on you.
He will.
Don't you worry
well,
about
he'll
that.
Do that. He's got the refs on his side, just like Brady. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We'll get to the Red Sox. They're over under coming up in a moment. Terp, if you could, I think we finally assembled all of our childhood pictures here.
Yes.
Or most of them. I think Nick had trouble tracking one down.
Nick is remaining anonymous.
I don't have any in Nick the showed photo me a fo- albums.
Nick showed me a photo.
I was like 8 months old.
Yeah.
Should I still pass it along?
Eight months old?
Send along.
It was way too young to be actually like considered in this
maybe,
group.
But people would look at that and go, that's his school picture? He was a childhood genius.
Wow.
It was me sitting in a Tonka truck.
He was a little bit of a chubby baby. He was a little bit of a chubby baby, so he might be.
I was a chunky kid.
No shame in that. No. That means you were healthy, is what they would say.
So how would you critique and grade all of our childhood pictures up now on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
So Billy's is behind a tree.
I like that. Was that
a school picture, though.
Was that just a natural instinct, or was that where the camera people...
No, it wasn't. That was literally a photo, I think, in my grandmother's backyard.
I like that one. Yeah.
But was that staged, or did you do that on your own? Were they like, hey, get up in that tree, let's take a picture of
it? At that age, I'm assuming they just threw me up there.
Yeah, nice.
Get in there.
Threw a kid in a tree. That's a good move.
Wedged into a tree.
Yeah.
Terps, I like that, though. He's like kind of peeking out, like, hey, look at me.
Terps got a golf shirt on. That's probably first grade, you think?
Terps' parents absolutely dressed him for that.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. He's a young gun.
So Terps' parents absolutely dressed him.
What is that, though? Like a wilderness background? That looks like leaves in the background.
Yeah, that's a good point. Both Billy and Terps, these are like high school pictures where you go take your senior picture on like, you know, some beach somewhere. Like,
Jones has got the what appears to be a Georgia Tech sweatshirt and or mock turtleneck.
Like, I think it is
so
like
random, Georgia.
I think it's like a mock turtleneck. It's a Georgia Tech shirt. You can't quite see it, but it is a Georgia Tech shirt. Key's right about
that's probably the
it's like a mock turtleneck.
That's probably the year that Lethal Weapon 3 was tearing up the ACC with Kenny Anderson.
Good point.
Dennis Scott and Brian Oliver.
That's going to be my next question. There's got to be somebody on that team that he loved. That
I don't know why I wore that shirt. My parents didn't know it was picture day is my guess, because that's what that looks like. Like Terps' parents had him ready. I'm guessing my parents had no idea it was picture day and sent me to school in that. That's me. And then, Keith, you're wearing your Dream Team shirt.
That is a Dream Team cartoon caricature shirt. So you can see the face of Larry Bird there, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. I got the Lasers background, the only year I had the Lasers background. So it's my favorite photo.
Uh-huh.
You can see my hair's kind of grown out, but I had the lines in the side of my head. Like I
knew
was
it.
Vanilla Ice. I was the lines in the side of the head.
I said it
kid.
To Nick. I was like, I wonder if he's got tracks.
Wait.
I had lines.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they're kind of grown out. So clearly I didn't get like a haircut for picture day.
Keith Riz, as the kids call it these days.
Oh, my God.
That is something. So you had like, what do you call it? Like the line, like a notch? What do you call those things?
I always thought they were tracks.
Or tracks, lines. Tracks? I think we just would ask for lines.
So,
wow,
lines. So I didn't notice. I guess I maybe just thought that was like a laser reflection.
So that was second grade. And then I think it was 6 years later is when I peaked as a human. That was my best
that was your
year.
Athletic peak.
Eighth year or eighth grade was my high for everything, looks, smarts.
Yep.
With the ladies.
Nice.
Everything.
Well, that correlates when it's looks and everything
that
else.
Tracks.
That correlates.
Athletics. Everything was probably eighth grade. But that second grade photo, that's not bad.
My athletic peak was absolutely seventh or eighth grade.
Middle school.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it was even like a very good peak. I'm just saying that's where all downhill.
And I stopped growing height wise.
I've been this height.
Same.
I've legitimately been. I've been 5'10" since seventh grade.
I agree. I think I was.
I was a tall seventh grader.
Yeah.
Now I'm like maybe even slightly below average.
Imagine this, but 40 pounds less, and that's what I was in middle school.
So the Twitch chat is weighing in. Terp, get that back up there if you could. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Yeah.
This one scrolled by, but somebody said even at in second grade I had a punchable face. Not wrong.
No.
They made the point they're not condoning violence.
Sure.
Which good, but that's true. My punchable face.
Yep.
Has not aged whatsoever. Keith, if we're going to power rank these, do we all agree on this, Billy? Keith wins. I mean, that's just...
The shirt alone, the lasers.
That's a tour to the shirt.
I know, I do. I'm kind of cheating with the lasers. The lasers are going to put me over the top.
The notches.
Yeah.
I mean, Keith wins just hands down.
Yep.
I'm going to put Billy too.
Yeah, I like that.
There's something about peeking out from behind the tree.
It's a knowing...
There's a little mystery to it.
It's a knowing smile. Is what Billy has that's there.
Oh, you're calling me?
Yeah.
Did somebody call me?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a candid, but he knows what he's doing.
No, that's true. Yep. And then we got to put Terp 3.
Yeah.
And I think I'm at the bottom
Jones
of this.
Jones also looks like they took a picture of him while he was talking. It's not even a smile.
He looks surprised.
It's like mid-sentence.
Like,
they're like, yeah, that's good. Next.
It looks like I just woke up. Like I was like asleep in the corner. And they called me in and I was like, is this picture? My parents didn't even tell me it's picture day. And then, so that's that. So we'll get these out on social media at Jones and Keith. It's up now on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, you can watch along there. As always, I'm sure they're saying just lovely things in the chat as well. And on
YouTube. Very complimentary. Thank you.
Keep in mind,
bullying, Jones.
It's an 8-year-old kid, for God's sakes.
That's okay. I can handle it. You can also watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Meanwhile, Red Sox over-under is out. We'll get to what it means for this Red Sox team coming up next.